Okay, we're on Mem Ches Amud Beis. Okay, the two dots, right? In the wide lines, just into the wide lines, there's two dots. Now, Mishicharav Beis Hamikdash. When the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Botol HaShemiyah, the Shemiyah didn't work anymore, or it was disappeared, v'chulei. Tana Rabbanan, we're going to speak about the Shemiyah. So the Shemiyah was this kind of little, I think they say it's like a wormy creature, right? Right, Shin is a prefix of it, Shabo, that with it, Bono Shlomo built Shlomo as Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash, Shinema, V'habayis b'hib noisoi, and the house, meaning the Beis HaMikdash, whilst he built it, Evan Shlomo was with complete rocks, meaning they weren't cut. Right, Mosa means to travel, means it, Rashi explains, they were taken from the mountain, Nivna. As they were taken to the mountain, they were built with, meaning they weren't altered. Now, end of quote. So, Devarim Kikisimon, right? And it means what it says. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Amalo Rabbi Nechemia. Rabbi Nechemia says to Rabbi Yehuda, V'chi Efshar, is it possible, Loimo Kain, to say that? Yeah? V'halo, and behold. What you just said, that they were built with these huge stones that hadn't been untouched by us. You'll see. Hello, Kvar Nehemar. We don't have this problem because we don't know the posuk. If we knew Novi, then we would say, oh, wait a second, that doesn't fit in with this posuk, which is the following posuk. It says, Kol Eile, all of these, Avonim Yukoros, I suppose these stones, Yukoros means heavy stones, I suppose. We're going there, there's quite a bit of the posuk still. Maguroros, right, they're kind of like a sawn. The Megara with a saw, I suppose it's like a special stone saw. So we see over there with the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, they used metal implements. They were sawing them. They weren't using the shamir. Okay. So Imkain asked, what he's going to ask on himself though, Ma Tamaloima, what does it mean in another pasuk where it says Velo Nishma, and it wasn't heard, Babayis, when they built the Beis HaMikdash. So in its building, meaning, right, we're used to, we know who's doing building in the area, right, because we hear, and the following things, yeah, so he's doing Shibutsim now. So when building is a noisy thing, right, so we know, right, so we said over there with the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't hear any, or the soaring, whatever, I can't do that. So we know there's a posuk that there was no sounds of workmen when they were, when they were making the Beis HaMikdash. So according to him, that he said that the stones were sawn with the saw, the stone saw. Yeah. How are you going to understand this pasuk? So he answers Rabbi Nechemia, Shehai Maskin, he would fix them, yeah, Mibachutz, from on the outside. Right? On the outside of the city. Right? What you can do to avoid noise pollution, you do outside of the city. Yeah, you care about your neighbors. Yeah, and then you bring it inside. Okay, so basically the stones were altered with the use of a saw, and then they were brought to the building site of the Beis HaMikdash, and then they were built with. So now that was two opinions. Now, Amar Rebbe. Rebbe's going to make like a peshara over here. Says Rebbe, Nirin, it appears to me, yeah, or the good. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, with what Rabbi Yehuda said, but Avnei HaMikdash, with regards to the stones that built the Beis HaMikdash. But also, Divrei Rabbi Nechemia says that who they were, you know, they were sawn these stones, but Avnei Beis, when he built his house, in Shlomo Melech, when he built his house, there's quite a lot said about, I think, in Novi, it's spoken about, when Shlomo Melech built his house, he had a very special, fancy house, or whatever. So when he built his own house, he used the saw. He didn't use the shamir for his own personal east wing. Love deal. Okay.
We haven't yet seen that shamir today.
No, but it means that. It's understood that we're kind of jumping into the middle of a conversation over here, but basically we're saying the I suppose the Shemir maybe then took the stones out. Maybe this it took the stones out of the mountain, quarry. Out of the quarry. There we go. That's the answer. So meaning because we said the Pasuk said they were as they were taken from the mountain. Yes, we're saying it's with the Shemir. The Shemir cut them out of the mountain. He was the quarrier. He quarried them from the mountain. He cut them out of the mountain. Yeah, he cut them to shape. Stonemason, thank you.
It was quality, not quantity.
Quality, yes. Yoav said that. That was really good. I don't think he's going to say that. So maybe he does. We'll check it. We'll check it out. Okay. Yoav's going to check over there. He's got a little.
I'm on the Hebrew
side. Okay, fine.
No,
that was a stretch. Yeah, Rabbi Nechemya. Right, so the Rabbi Nechemiah. Now, Rabbi Nechemiah, Shemir Lamai Osa. Right, what was the Shemir for? We know the existence of the Shemir, and it's spoken about in Chazal. So, what did he need the Shemir for? Because if he wasn't used for the stones of the base of Mikdash, so answer the Gemara. Mi boyle, you need it for the following. Look at the Tanya. We said in the Brisa, Avonim Halalu. These stones. So these stones are talking about the stones on the Ephod and the Choshen. Right, the ephod was the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol. They had 12 stones on it, corresponding to the Shvatim of Israel. And also the Choshen was he had two stones, one in each shoulder, each one having six names of the tribes, as we saw early on in the Masechta. So those were engraved on precious stones, the names of the tribes. Okay, so now I've lost my place. Okay, it says, Avonim Halalu. So these stones, right, Ein koisvin oison, you can't write them bidyoy with ink. Wouldn't look so good, right? You're writing on these precious stones with some ink, a permanent marker. Yeah, bidyoy. Mishum shenema, because it says in the Pasuk, Pesuche, it's like koison. So Pesuche koison basically means like engraved. Pesuche means that I suppose maybe like you open it up with a koison, it's like some signature. It's like with some kind of like a, Rashi says, maybe here or somewhere else, that you like with like a metal like etching implement. So so that's how it sounds like it should be done, right? So you can't use ink; it's got to be engraved. But the problem is, the ein mesartin, you're not allowed to scratch them because there's another pasuk aleihem, right? Because it says, but Ismail with a Ismail is some kind of like a
chisel.
Mishum Shinema, because it says, Bimloisom, in their fullness. I mean, there can't be anything lacking. So the way when you chisel something out, you lose what you chiseled out. Right? So it's, by the definition, you can't use a chisel either. So you've kind of stuck over here. It says it's got to be engraved, yeah, but you can't be lacking anything. So how do you do that? You have to, you need a Shemir. So Ella, so what do you do? This is what they did. Koisiv Aleihem, Bidyoi. First you write with ink. Yeah, and then umara, and then you show lehem. I suppose lehem means the stones, the shmir. You show the stones to the shmir. Yeah, right, mibachutz from the outside. This is I'm struggling with the reading this. Yeah, mara lehem shmir mibachutz. Okay, but basically you put the shmir on them. Okay, basically, you wrote on the stones with ink, you put the shmir on it on the externally.
You
show
the stones to the shmir.
Right. Show the stones to the shmir. Very good. And then it's just been b'chutz from the outside. The hain, nivkois, and they come basically, they crack the split me'elehen from on their own. Yeah. Right. And also, they're not lacking over here. It's a basically, we put the shmir on them, and basically, I suppose it cracks to the sides a little bit, and then it starts wiggling along, and I suppose then it'll carry on cracking. No, it means. Well, let's have a look at the moshel, because the moshel is going to say kitzeina, like this fig. Yeah, zu shinifkas. That it splits, be a moisachama in the summertime, ve'enachseira, and it doesn't lose anything. Klum. Basically, the cracks appear, right, and there's nothing lacking. That's the point. Again, because it said, yeah, they need...
From the outside or from the outside?
No. From the outside. You put the shamir on top.
Oh, they just cracked. The letters.
Yes. According to the ink etching markings. Okay. But the point, the main point over here is because the pasuk, one pasuk says basically it's engraved. Engraved means you're lacking, right? It's indented. Yeah, but another thing says, b'mloy som, they've got to be full and you can't lose anything. So the way you do that is you use a shamir, which can do, but basically will cause a crack without anything, without anything, losing anything. The shamir. The shamir.
Can't lose any stone when you chisel something.
Oh, it said losing, right. Yeah. So it's losing.
You're cracking it according to the shape. Like not really losing anything, just crack. You've got the same amount of stone still there.
Why can't you lose stone?
It says b'maloisom. It says b'maloisom means in their fullness. So
the carvings or whatever.
So you can't carve. You can't because normally when you carve or etch, you lose the. So you can't do. You have to create it the within the wholeness of itself. You've got to create the writing, and you can only do that with like this magical shmir. Okay, another example, which that this one is for some reason, a beaker means like some kind of a valley, yeah, zoo. Shinivka asked that it starts cracking, b'moisa gashamim, in the rainy days. Ve'ena chaseira, and it's not chaseira, klum, anything. Okay, tanra bottom. Shmir zeh, let's talk about the shmir. Briosoi, it's really, it means it's creation, but it really means its size over here. Or it was created, kusoira, like the size of a barley bean, a barley grain. Okay? Like you put in your cholum. A mishashish, you may be racious, and from the 6 days of creation, nivra, it was created. The ain kol dova, and there's no strong, like hard thing, dova kosher, yochol is able to la'amoy bif enough to stand before it. It can get through anything. Yeah, so the problem is now, so where are you going to keep it? Right? So, in jelly. So, b'meir mishamri moiso. So, what do you, sorry, what do you guard it with? Mishamri can also, mishamri can mean guard as well. Well, yeah, that's mean guarding, right? Keep it. Korchen oiso, so korchen means you like wrap it, oiso, bisfugin. Shell semer. So svugim is a sponge, but it says of wool. It means but like tufts of wool. Okay, so you get little tufts of wool. Right, yeah, that's what we have estrogs. Right, very good. Yeah, a menichin oiso, and then you place it, base is a prefix, itni is like kind of a tube. Yeah, shell ava, a tube, like test tube, test. Right, shell ava. Ava is made out of lead. Right, Malaya Subi, that's filled with the bran of Sa'urim of barley. Okay, Amma, barley. The bran of bran of barley. Amma Rebbe, Amma, says...
And that
yep. Yeah, you cook, basically you've put it in a soft... It's like a little a capsule with filled with soft stuff. Rabbi Ami, right. Amar Rabbi Ami, it says Rabbi Ami, Mishacharav Mikdas Rishon, when the base of Mikdas Rishon was destroyed, Botla Shira Parnada. So there was no more Shira Parnada. So Shira Parnada is a kind of special silk. Is a gar? I was looking up this. I don't know if Shira means because Shira and Shirite. Shirayim can sometimes mean like a garment. Yeah, I don't know if Parnada is the name of the product or where it's from. But anyway, this was a very famed material that is spoken about. So there's no more Shira Parnada, and also they lost the Zechuchis Levona. They also lost the Zechuchis Levona, this special kind of glass. Okay. Tanya Namihacha, we got a Brisa that says the following thing. Mishachara Beis HaMikdash Rishon, when it was destroyed, the first Beis HaMikdash Rishon, Botlo Shira Parnada. They stopped having this special silk. It was a Chukis Lavona. And also, Rechav Barzel, they didn't have this metal chariot anymore, whatever that means. V'yesh Omrim, af yain korosh, and also some people say that also they stopped having this congealed wine, right? Habar, that comes from Mishnia, from Shnia. In the back of the book, it says that brings a Rashi, I think, so this is, that means Har Teleg, from is it the name of a mountain?
It's like a jelly wine.
Okay, Adoima, this jelly wine is like, with similar to Iguli de Vela. It's like fig rolls. Right, okay. Venofes Sufim. Are we going to do this? Do you want to carry on? This bit's a little bit, it's going to take a bit though. Let's just do the first bit. And then we'll right. My Noifis Tufim. So it says there was no more Noifis Tufim. So we say this in Tehillim, right? Noifis Tufim. Right? So Amar Rav, what is Noifis Tufim? It is Soles, his flower, Shetzofa. So you see, I would underline over here Tzofa, Toifim, right? Toifim is Tzofa. Tzofa means like it floats. Al Gabe upon the Nofa, the sieve. And that's the Noifis. So Noifis Tufim is basically, right? Basically, it's similar to Le'isa, to a, Isa means a dough. Shinaloisha, Shin is a prefix. Shinaloisha means it was kneaded, yeah, but Vash with honey, Veshemen. And so basically, it's like sticky dough. Yeah, so this, the flour was like, was without adding your fancy ingredients, yeah, it was like this good kind of flour they had, because they had this, they had a blessing, right? There was a, okay, that's one answer. So the noifes means nafa, means the sieve. The toifim means that it was floating. Basically, the flour floated on the top of the sieve because it was sticky. Now, Levi Omar, shtei kikaros, right? It's noifes sufim means two loaves, adavukos batador, that they stick to the tador. So they used to, where they used to stick to the walls of the oven, the bread, right, across from one another. The toifchois, and they toifchois means like they kind of blow up, expand, and also can mean float. So this is the toifim over here, means it's the floating, right? Toifus means like the kind of the floating of boyos, and they come ad shemigios, until they arrive. Shin is a prefix, migios, they arrive. Zulazu, meaning they're going to touch. The two breads are going to stick in the oven, but these two breads were on the opposite sides of the oven. And so Rashi explains, according to the Rashash at least, that it's like a noif of a tree. The noifes over here means like a tree, specifically the foliage on the top of the tree, right? That it extends. So each of them extended. The bread kind of floated and extended one to the other. Now, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, a third pshat, Omar, ze dvash habar mitzifya. This is actually, Novit Sufim, is which we kind of translate as honey, right? Honey coming from tzifya, which is, tzifya means sofim, which means from the mountains. Mountains, like, kind of look at one another. If you're right, they're all, and one mountain's in the line of his other view is another mountain. They look at one another. So sofim over here means the mountains, yeah, and Nofis, I don't know what it means. My mashma, k'matargem Rav Sheshis. Rav Sheshis was matargem the Torah, right, and this is the Targum to a Pasuk in the Torah. Kama, just like the Nitzan. Nitzan is Dal is a prefix. Nitzan means fly, right? Dibriasa, this Dal is not a prefix. Right, it's hard to know, because you may write, this means bees. Yeah? Right, a devora, right? Bees. The bees fly, the shaitan, and they travel. Yeah, barumi, bees is a prefix over here. Rumi means in the heights of the alma of the world. Yeah, a mycin means they bring, dovshan, they bring honey. Yeah, mi'isve, from the herbs, whatever, the plants, of the Torah. Torah means mountain Aramaic. We'll stop there.
So Torah is what?